Peter Neufeld is a business owner in downtown Peace River. He joins us on the line today. Peter, thank you very much for joining us today. A lot of issues have come up in the downtown area, especially when it comes to crime, nuisance, homelessness, etc. Not meaning to put any specifics on it, but in your mind, Peter, as a little bit of an icebreaker, what are some of the issues that business owners unfortunately have to deal with downtown right now?
Currently, we're facing a lot of vandalism, theft, and harassment of customers. And that's translating into less people coming downtown as they don't feel safe to do so anymore, Keith. So we're suffering financially because of it, and we're asking if maybe the town could come up with some sort of solution to this problem.
I ask, did Apex Security, when they had their three-month contract during the summer, did that help when they were present?
Absolutely. Apex Security's PSU unit made a noticeable difference while they were here. Having them around 24/7 really improved the sense of safety and community for businesses and clients. Their presence definitely deterred incidents and allowed for fast responses when issues came up. Apex wasn't just patrolling, they were actively engaging with businesses and citizens of the town. I really hope that the town council supports bringing them back on a full-time basis, and the town just came out with a survey on their Facebook page, so please go and check that out and voice your opinion on that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, that was actually one of the questions that was just recently brought up. It was the fact that this survey with the town of Peace River has been brought out. How optimistic are you, and how much hope do you bring with the fact that this survey could potentially have a lot of hits and a lot of feedback to it?
I'm very optimistic. I spent the last week going around talking to business owners in downtown and just businesses in Peace River in general. And the one thing that I kept hearing over and over again from businesses was they hope that Apex comes back, because things were so much better when that was being done with Apex. So everyone is in the business community is really hoping to get them back. And I collected a lot of letters that I presented to the town asking for some sort of action, Apex being the main thing that they were asking for. And we also gave letters to the MLA, Dan Williams, here.
A lot of things are happening between now and then, whenever then might be, and of course then to now, of course. What are some of the other steps that are being taken right now by the business community in your mind, Peter, that hopefully things can improve a little as far as what's going on?
In the downtown core, we've set up a Facebook page just for the businesses to warn each other about potential people that are going to hit businesses, crimes that are happening, just keeping each other informed and, relying on RCMP to come in a timely manner just to get it done.
Have you had casual chats with the RCMP?
I've had a few casual chats. They are saying they're understaffed and hoping to bring on more staff.
How much optimism do you have that the ship can be made right here and the safeness, in quotes, can return?
Going around talking to businesses is more or less my last stab at it, trying to get things done. My safety has been put into question with death threats being received weekly, being followed home and such. So I'm not sure how optimistic I am, but I believe that you must be the change you want to see. So I'm doing my best to try.
Peter Neufeld is a business owner with downtown Peace River. Peter, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.